Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Father, we thank you for bringing us into your presence one more time to bless us. Precious Holy Spirit, you are our teacher. Teach us. May we hear the voice of God as even your word comes to us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. It's important to note that being in church a lot of times is not a waste of time. It is necessary as we see the day of the Lord approaching. So if you are someone that really knows the word of God, you know that more meetings in church is important. Don't define meeting in church as we are coming to, the pastor is coming to take money. No, you know that church is not about money. Do you understand? Yes, don't always define every church meeting, say, oh, I know what they are going to do. No, that's not it. The book of Hebrews, chapter number 10. Praise God. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. Says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Amen. Verse 25, then he says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So we must be meeting more. See, to be very frank, to even have the desire to be in church is not normal. Like, many people don't have that desire to go after God. I tell you. I chanced on a news where they were talking about the rate of suicide amongst even young people, the way young people are killing themselves, because see, no meaning to life. It's almost like, what is being here all about? So it's a great blessing even to have the desire to want to be in the house of the Lord and to appear. It's a great blessing, and I pray that desire will not die in you. It will continue to grow stronger and stronger every day. Hallelujah. And don't let anybody discourage you from being in the house of the Lord. No matter how many times you are called to be in the house of the Lord, know that it's a blessing. Amen. It will only make you better. Last Sunday, I started to talk about the blessing of fruitfulness, where we started to discuss the matter of understanding fruitfulness. We couldn't quite get to finish, so let me just finish it, so that we can have it well settled in our hearts. Never forget, the message is on, I made them to reload it on Facebook, so you can go back to it and listen to it again and again and again. Again and again and again and again. Never forget this, that you are a tree of righteousness, and therefore fruit are expected of you. You see, as much as you are a tree, you couple as a ground into which the right seeds must be sown in order for the right tree to manifest in the tree so that the right fruits will be born. Okay? So you couple as a ground. into which the right seed must be sown. I hope you are following the thing. So in the parable of the sower, the word of God says, he says, the sower, what did the sower go for to sow? The sower went for to sow the word. He says, the seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. So you are a ground into which the right seeds must be sown in order for the right fruit to be born. So what you avail yourself to, if he says that the seed is the word of God, that means primarily words are seeds. That then makes it very interesting. That means whatever would produce fruit, its seed must be sown. And the primary seed is the word, okay? Or words are the primary seeds of life. Words. Words. So, don't forget, you couple as a ground. So, to open yourself to the wrong words mean you produce the wrong fruit. Okay? To open yourself to the right words, so when you open yourself to the word of God, which is the word of righteousness, that means you will be able to produce the fruit of righteousness. Oh, that means I can even preach to you, and it looks like I'm preaching the word of God to you, but maybe the side of the word of God that I'm preaching may not be producing the right fruit. How can that be? Do you know that the child of God, the new creature in Christ Jesus, is very different from anybody who existed in the Bible in the Old Testament days? So sometimes you can even be addressing believers as if they are Old Testament folk, and therefore the fruits that they will be bearing may not be after the order of the new creation in Christ Jesus. I don't know if you are. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So you can be so ministered to so that you become sin conscious. And now you can't even bear fruit after holiness. You realize that you are so sin conscious, everything you do is, you are just going to do sin. But do you know, sometimes we feel that if we, I'm a pastor, understand what I'm saying. Do you know, sometimes pastors are afraid that if they teach the whole truth, maybe people will become proud. So for example, if I should come to you and I tell you that there's nothing sin about you, the new creature in Christ Jesus has nothing sin with him, then you look at the human nature and it's like, what are you saying? I'm human. To err is human. To forgive is divine. How can I not sin? But when you dig deep into the true nature of the new creature in Christ Jesus, this is one that is born after righteousness. So this one, there's nothing sin. Nothing sin in me, in you, if you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. If there is sin in you, that means there is sin in the word of God. Because 1 Peter 1:23. I don't know if you are following my exegesis. I'm building on a point. All right? And sometimes when you preach the truth, it sounds like it's a lie. It is because we don't love the true knowledge of the word. So most of the time we want to mix it. Do you understand? So that you can bathe with it. Have you ever tried bathing with very hot water or very cold water? You see, sometimes you want to. But most of the time, what it produces is not the right fruit. Because the child of God is a ground. And what you sow into the ground is what fruit you get. You didn't respond. You should have also responded. Glory. So he says, being born again. So now you are born again. When you were born first, you were born of your father, of your mother. That one, you had sin. You were conceived. You were born of sin. According to the scriptures. But being born again, not of corruptible seed. So is there corruption in you? If the seed was not corruptible, how come now you think that there's corruption in you? So anyone who is awakened to the true word of God, sinneth not. That's why 1 John, he says, he that is born of God, sinneth not. Not that he tries not to sin. He sinneth not. Hey. He sinneth not. Maybe when we grow small, we would. We are growing, innit? Can you imagine that his dream is that you become exactly like Christ? And you are not even thinking like you can become exactly like Christ. How then do you become? Are you following? I know. Even the apostles had that problem. That is why Apostle John, who said that the one that is born of God sinneth not, look, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. This same Apostle John said that if we claim we have no sin, then the truth is not in us. Oh, like the same apostle. 1 John chapter 1. He has to, it's almost like he wants to push the thing over. Do you understand the point? Do you know that the child of God should never be afraid of a witch? The fact is that if you catch a witch, you should slap the witch. And the witch can't do anything to you. It's true. It's true. Do you know, when God was instructing about us about putting on the whole armor of God, witches are not in the spiritual structure of darkness. Look, as well as I ask the person for me, are you afraid of witches? How? Does it mean witches don't exist? That's not what I'm saying. They do exist, but God doesn't even recognize them as spiritually relevant to appear in the list of spiritual hierarchy of darkness. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. So get us back to the First Peter where we're reading. Yes. We are born not of corruptible seed, but of what? By the which liveth and are. This is where the message of immortality should start. Where we start to think in a certain way. See, sometimes even where the economy you live in can affect the message. May the Lord grant us grace that we minister the true word of God, give the true interpretation of the word of God to his people, so that you stand strong and produce the right fruit in the name of Jesus. Amen. Sometimes I can even be too harsh. Like a pastor, when you want to discipline people, sometimes you can be very harsh. Sometimes you forget that you are dealing with God's chosen people who are the apple of his eyes. And sometimes you tend to make it look as if they are yours. Yeah, look, This afternoon, I was just meditating on something. Do not. In my meditations this afternoon, I was just looking at something. You cannot curse the born again believer and let it work. It won't work. It won't, except you have no knowledge. Even Abraham, his descendant, you couldn't curse them for it to work. It's the one that curse you. You try cursing, you are cursed. Let me stop. No, let me stop. When the true word is ministered, you become bolder. You can face anything. Open your eyes like this and shut up. Because you know who you are. So most of the time, people who want to keep people in bondage don't share the truth with them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. And the moment somebody starts sharing the truth in a certain dimension, please, not something that sounds big. Most of the time, those things that sound big are garbage. Let me go back to the word. That because they put people in fear. They put people in fear. I pray that the true word of God will be ministered to you. And you bear the right fruit. In Jesus' name. Amen. So please remember, you couple as a ground into which the right seeds must be sown. Right? And I pray that you receive the right seed. You receive the right seeds. Glory to God. So, we discussed some few seeds, some few fruits that the child of God in Christ must bear. All right? So, we looked at the first one was what? The fruit of what? The character of the Spirit. Uh-huh. Number two, the fruit of what? In the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. Number three, fruit unto eternal life. Then number four, fruit in every good work. Now, let this be so cemented in your heart that you cannot be a good tree and bring forth evil fruit. Let it settle. So you... Only good fruit can come from you. Say it with me. Only good fruit can come from me.
Only good fruit can come from me.
Yes. If even right now you are bearing some bad fruit, it is probably because you have not come to the place where you have accepted the fruit you are, the tree you are. Are you getting the point?
Yes.
Yeah. Matthew 7. Let's start reading Matthew 7. From verse number 16. Bragadabaha shotatas. It says, ye shall know them by their what? Only two people are in church. By their what? By their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns? So this fruit that we are seeing from you, are you that tree? Or figs of thistles. Verse 17. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth what? But a corrupt tree bringeth forth what? Evil fruit. Have you ever gone to... Anyway, I've not been to farm. Like, you know. But have you ever been to a place where there are certain plants that look like the one we eat. But when you wanted to touch it, they said, hey, this one, we don't eat it. But it looks like, sometimes like mushroom like this. There are mushrooms that look like the mushrooms we eat, but we don't eat them. Isn't it? Yeah. He said, don't eat that. It's poisonous. That fruit you are going to touch is poisonous. Obviously, if the fruit is poisonous, that means it came from a corrupt tree. So the question is that, what tree are you? So if we assess your fruit, the fruits that you are bearing, the fruits that you are bearing, what tree are you? Let's assess your fruit. Let's assess it. When you go home, assess your fruit. Every area. Or you can't access your fruit. You don't understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, it's not making sense. It's funny. This thing you said to this brother, what fruit is that? Are you that tree? Let's judge ourselves. One of the cardinal things that shows that you are growing in Christ and you are maturing is that you can judge yourself so that nobody judges you. You can judge yourself. So judge yourself. This thing you said, I was looking at somebody I did something to. I was like, I was judging myself. I said, I deal with him, I need you. This fruit was a bad fruit. Because considering the tree I am, I should not bear this fruit. By their fruit you shall know them. So brother, this fruit you are bearing, brother, this fruit, because never forget this, fruits are works, so actions are fruits. By their fruits you shall know them. Verse 18. Let's read the verse 18 in addition. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So let me say this. We should be able to judge people by their fruit. So don't sit down and say that you cannot. Please, I'm going to say something. Please. Can I say it? They say something. Right? He said, you cannot judge a book by its cover, isn't it? You can't judge a book by what? Its cover, isn't it? Yeah. Most of the time, the trees that heal is in the back. Get serious with putting up the book. I said, I'm going to say something. The trees that heal. You see that the power of the healing of that tree is in the back of the tree. So you cannot judge a book by its cover. Better get the cover correct. So anyway, so that is just by the way. But if you are a good tree, then we can judge you by the fruit you are bearing. You say you are a tree of righteousness. Only mafia works. Mafia fruit. Oh my God. Mafia. What we take, the way you are mafia, everything mafia. You say, No, you cannot judge me. Don't judge. You are not God to judge. By their fruit you shall know them. Say, it's only God that can judge. Brother, the mafia works you are doing. Please, we are trees of righteousness. A guy is a pastor, but the mafia pastor. Oh my God. God. Tonight, I may not add so much what we did on Sunday, but I want to add just two, because we had six to do and we did four. So let's add the two, right? Okay. So now, remember that for God to keep having good fruit from you and for you to keep producing good fruit according to the tree that you are, God ensures that his true word keeps flowing to you. As he says, I'll give you pastors according to my heart who shall feed you with knowledge and with understanding. Because you see, you cannot be different from what you are fed with. Because they are seeds. Lift up your head like this. Look into my eyes and give me a kind smile. Come on. Yeah. Your smile heals, you know. Yeah. That's who you are. Your smile heals. Yeah. Your smile heals. Your smile heals. You see, whenever you come in front of the true word of God and you don't go back encouraged, fired up, or maybe you are producing the wrong fruit, rebuked, then you didn't come in front of the word. Yes. All right? Yes. So lift up your head. No economic pressure. Look straight into my eyes and give me a kind smile. Hallelujah. Yeah. Take note. So God cannot produce an economically flourishing personality or person if the word that produces that, which is the seed, cannot enter you. So for us, our tool of victory is the word. Am I communicating at all? It's the word of God. The word of God. And sometimes we doubt the ability of the word. We doubt the ability of what the word can produce when it falls on good ground. Remember, you are ground, and the state of your heart is the state of the ground. All right? Falls on good ground. What did he say is the challenge of the word? When the word comes to the ground, what is the challenge? He said the first one is lack of understanding. Lack of understanding will make who come for the word? Satan, the devil. He steals it. The second challenge is who? Is who? Say yes. Is the second challenge? Yes, please, Papa. The second challenge, according to the word of God, is who? Stony ground. What is stony ground? He says when the word comes, persecution and affliction. And he says, if you don't have root in yourself. Oh, that means in the maturing believer, he says, if you don't have root in yourself, he says, they fall off and they don't produce fruit. Hey, are you here at all? But how do you develop roots in yourself? The same affliction, persecution, and trials that can make people fall off. Those that stay, they are the same things that drive the roots. I don't know if you got it. Okay. What's the third challenge of the word? Thorns and thistles. Thorns. What did he say it is? The curse of this world, deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things. Chokes the word, and it becometh unfruitful. But what is the good ground? Those that heareth the word, receiveth it, and understandeth it. He says they bear fruit, what? 30-fold, 60-fold, and what? 100-fold. I pray that your heart will always be ripened, prepared, well-watered to receive the word of God. And as the word comes to you, may you understand it so that you can bear the right fruit. And the fruit will be enormous. In Jesus' name. Amen. Quickly, let's add the two. The fourth one was, we have to be fruitful in every good work. And that is very instructive because so many believers in God are the problem of this world instead of being the solution. Because they find themselves adding more pain to injury. The world itself is in darkness. Things are messed up. Then we who know God, who are supposed to go and bring order, we go and we add up to the disorderliness. So you enter a workplace and the child of God is there. And everything is spoiling and he's there. And I told you on Sunday, we said we are 70% Christian. All the nurses at the hospitals are Christians. Who? Not all. but what I'm saying is that majority of people there, the bankers, are you following it? So where are the true trees of righteousness bearing good fruit of good works? I pray for you, wherever you find yourself, may you be the cause for the rejoicing in that place. May that business, you see, your amen is looking for paracetamol. Some of you, your bosses have cried because of you. Say, if not you, they would have had more profit. But because of you, now everybody, everything is spoiled. Sometimes you give people position. School, handle it for me. Elder in church. Then he's spoiling the school. And he's elder. No, it's a problem. It's a problem. Handle my saloon for me. And the believer, he's the one directing the customers to another saloon where she has tip. It's a sad thing. It's a sad thing. The one collapsing the restaurant is chief usher in church. Can I say something? You may not be the owner of the business that will make you rich. It may belong to somebody else. But your faithfulness would make you become very great. So please, when it belongs to somebody, take good care of it. When it belongs to somebody, in Titus, he says, hey, make sure you are constantly affirming this truth to those that have come to believe in God. Project that scripture. That they do well to maintain good works. I'm telling you, Christians collapse people's businesses more than unbelievers. Because he's a fellow brother in Christ, so you can't arrest him. Mafia brother. Where is the scripture? Titus chapter 3 verse 8. Is somebody here at all? It says, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly. You see, a pastor should be saying all these things to the membership constantly. That what? That they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Let it be said that when we left the business for you, it's increased in profit. Not that it has collapsed. So, your wealth may be with someone. And it is your faithfulness that will draw it out. I know many of us want to own our own things. You want to own your own stuff, isn't it? Isn't it? Yes. And we want to be successful entrepreneurs, successful business people. Whose own have you taken care of that you made it work? That somebody should come and help you take care of yours. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, "Obi di enwa unsushi. Why ne di wawo di ebe maun?" She did it. Obi die na wan hu su shei why na de wawo die be dey be maun. So you will be deceiving yourself when you think that when you spoil somebody's own you can build your own successfully. No, No, make sure you take good care of people's things. Maintain good works. Tell somebody, maintain good works. Tell somebody. Tell another person, come on. Maintain good works. And don't just maintain it. Be zealous about it. Be zealous about good works. Let them say that what Jejuma na tawe ni ase. Ade Jejuma no dia. Unkwa na pese boss kasa wo ya ade. Let them say that. Don't mind them. Be zealous about good works. Look at somebody and tell the person, be zealous. Be zealous. Be zealous about good works. The same Titus chapter 2. When you are working, may we see your zeal. Especially if it belongs to somebody. Let's see your zeal. I like a statement that Lady Reverend sometimes asks people. He said, "Ntinke yo dia nkabe nsa." Ke yo dia kabe nsa. Ti ade na yo dia obeku ho aye na yo bi dia unku ho ye. I know a man. He was a doctor. Doctor. A doctor picked him. So when they were in medical school, and when he finished, the doctor picked him, started training him in a certain way. So he became his boy. You get it? Then many things. Many years, then he established the hospital, brought him on board. I mean, he was running things. Then the doctor passed, the elderly one. Oh, we. That is what past means. People of God, sometimes you think people understand what you are saying. They didn't understand it. People of God. So to we. So this son he had trained for many years came to take over the hospital. Not knowing he was building his own hospital. But the management and the wife of the doctor and everybody, the elderly doctor who had passed, didn't know he was building his own hospital. So when the patients will come, he will give them a card. He say, Then all of a sudden he came to tell them that I'm leaving. Then he left the hospital. Then almost all the clients that he was taking care of followed him. You see, he's collapsed. That one. Tenono nyamia mema. And sorry, because somebody that was trusted has brought the business to its knees. Look, don't be the reason why somebody cry. Dan kenya wanka mayi. Always let people be celebrating and saying, wow, because of you, things have increased. Be zealous unto good works. Don't do things anyhow. And when you go into somebody's business, don't turn it into family alliance, family. I went to sign for somebody to be employed somewhere in an oil company. I was there when they called me. What has happened? The guy you came to sign surety for to be employed, he says that somebody from his town came there and the person needed oil and he has carried a whole drum because he knows the person from his hometown that the person will come and pay later. God. You see, you have been employed. Instead of staying focused, you see, somebody from your village is now coming for credit. What I'm saying, you would appreciate it. Let's read verse 14 of Titus chapter 2. For me, I think that I am coming up with a certain policy. If you start a business, employ outsiders. When the money comes, enjoy it with your family. If you employ family members, they will spoil it. Anyway, later. Titus chapter 2. Later. It's debatable anyway. So, Titus 2:14. who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, talking about Jesus, and purify unto himself a peculiar people. This peculiar people, what are they? They are zealous of what? Good works. We must see your zeal in that workplace. I said, let those who are not zealous say, as for you, it's like everything depends on you. It's like you. Let them say it. No problem. Huh? Those of you in school, the same thing. If you are zealous about good works, they would have seen you. You would have been the class rep. Number five. Those who are zealous of good works, wherever they show up, they emerge as leaders. Yeah, they emerge as leaders. You will see that they are emerging as leaders. There wouldn't be an election for them to be appointed as you. Handle this thing for us. They naturally emerge as leaders. Because they are zealous of good works. You can see in them that they want to produce something good. Though it doesn't belong to them, but they want to produce something good. Then you have those people who don't care. If it will collapse, let it collapse. There are those people too. Don't join that group. Don't join those groups of people. Wherever you go, you will find those two groups. You find actually three. Those who are really zealous. Then those who are in the middle. Those guys are very dangerous. Very, very, very dangerous. Be hot. All right, number five. The fifth fruit expected of you to bear as a child of God. Fruits of your lips, giving thanks and praise to God. It's a unique fruit that is important and must be discussed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Fruits of your lips, giving thanks and praise to God. Remember that one of the greatest sacrifices God expects from you is the sacrifice from your mouth in thanksgiving and praise. Complainers and murmurers never become anything in God's kingdom. Your mouth must be full of thanks and praise. Hebrews 13. We are reading from verse number 15. It says, by him therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. How many times? Continually. So if you abide by this word, there will be no day praise won't come out of your mouth. The sacrifice of praise unto God continually. That is what? The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So it's a very special fruit you bear. So why are you bearing complaints? That's not the fruit he expects. I give glory to your name. I bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I praise your name. It's fruit, oh, you are bearing fruit. It's fruit. He says continually. The sacrifice of praise. Continually. You see, God expects that fruit from you as a child of God. There is such a thing as the calves of our lips. The calves. Say calves. Do you know calf? Have you heard calf before? Calf. Then create calves of our lips. So, in the presence of the Lord, when you are offering praise, it's like uchanenchi. So, in the olden days when they would offer, okay? So, please, in Christ, offerings does not begin with money. Today, have you said something to God? What did he say? Father, remember, the economy is very hard. The way the dollar is running, God. Father, remember, the way the dollar is moving too fast. Lord, look, that is not the sacrifice of praise. It's not the fruit of your lips. That's not the sacrifice of praise. Come on, give some praise to God right now. I didn't say shout. Meaningful praise. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. I give you praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you. We give thanks to your name. Oh, blekesheta dokasedi kabahasata. Thank you, Jehovah. Bole kasata. Le gratis ahadosh. Idala hakasa. King of Zion. Judah's lion. Reign. Jesus reign. King of Zion. King of Zion. Judah's lion. Reign, Jesus, reign. Reign, 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 reign. Reign, Jesus, reign. Sing it, reign, reign, Jesus, reign. King of Zion, King of Zion. Judah's lion, Jesus, hey, King of Zion, King of Zion, King of Zion, hey, Judah's lion,
Jesus,
reign, 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 Lord. The sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of our lips. Hey, reign, yeah, Jesus, reign, King of Zion, King of Zion, Judah's lion, reign,
Jesus, reign,
King of
Yeah.
The fruit of our lips, giving glory to your name. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to your name. The fruit of our lips, the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise, we offer it continually. Lakadusha tadabaha, negadamanu yosetele, areish tehiva va, aha leketeli akos tehiva, aha, aha, aha. Oh, thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise.
God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building behind the Ajaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd Stream prayer session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.